Hello, and welcome to the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us. I'm Charlotte, and today I'm talking with Ben from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the topic of global and local citizenship. Hi, Ben, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. All right, so first, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think that the idea of the American dream is?
I think, first and foremost, that the American dream is different for everybody. I think, in one sense, it is a very real idea, a very real concept for a lot of people who have immigrated here and who have dreamed of coming here. And it is rooted in the fabric of our culture. And we have so many people who believe so strongly in it and for whom it has come true. And in that sense, I think the American dream is fantastic. And I think it's an idea that needs to evolve, but certainly one that should be preserved going forward. But in a very different sense, I also think that the American dream is a political tool or an idea that is used to cover up some of America's less savory attributes. And in that respect, I think the American dream has its limitations, or at least it has had them for the last century. Or even further back than that. But essentially, it is different for everybody. So it can be easy for one person to feel one way about it and another person to feel very differently.
And would you say that the American dream exists today?
I certainly think it does. And I think you can ask a lot of people who will say that they are either wanted to be successful and wanted to be prosperous and live in that sort of American ideal, if you will, and it's worked out for them. And there are people who have come here from other countries or who have who have come from different socioeconomic conditions or political conditions, for whom America represents a very real, very tangible relief or an improvement in a quality of life. And for those people, it definitely exists and it should be celebrated. For other people, it is an ideal that may not be attainable. And it's important that we recognize that and recognize the fact that while the American dream does still exist, it doesn't exist perhaps as unilaterally or as universally as it should.
And with that being said, would you say that you're proud of your country?
That is a loaded question. I am proud of my country in certain ways, and I want to be proud of my country, and I think I will always want to be proud of my country. The difficult part for me is understanding some of the things about my country and about its people that have not always been worthy of pride. And there are quite a few parts of American history and quite a few parts of American culture that are hard to reconcile with. And so it's a difficult place to be for somebody who loves the idea of America on paper, but who wants it to be executed more fairly and more fully.
Well, thank you, Ben. I think that was a really wonderful insight, and I had a pleasure talking to you today.
You too. Thanks so much.